Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's get back after it. Bills Chiefs talk earlier in our show. You can go get our podcast at 1080thefan.com or anywhere podcasts are housed.
Disseminated.
Disseminated.
Available. We covered that thing about every which way you can.
Yeah, so now to Rams, Bucks, and we'll get to Niners, Packers, and Bengals, Titans, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we can. Well, this one, I mean, look, for the first 3.5 quarters, you don't really have to talk about anything. The Rams whooped their ass, and it just looked like Tampa's offensive line wasn't holding up, and they weren't.
So Wirfs didn't play.
No. And Jansen was nowhere near healthy, but even their starting left tackle was getting worked and abused. Smith was, and then the right tackle, we've seen this before. The Rams aren't a great defensive team. They have one good corner and an elite D-line. And when that D-line is hunting, it can make teams look really, really average. And when Tampa Bay didn't have their collection of receivers and didn't have their full offensive line, that's exactly what happened, is the Rams just went into hunting mode and the Bucs couldn't handle it. And for 3+ quarters, their offense looked absolutely inept, and why the Rams built up a 27-3 lead, right?
Boy, the Bucs injuries were, especially at the receiver position, were so apparent that game in particular.
Yeah.
Like Johnson dropped two balls, and Mike Evans was barely involved in the game plan, it felt like, until late.
Yeah.
Such a weird game.
And you could see it too. Like, that's one of those that every time Tampa had a chance to make a play, whether there was a drop or a penalty or there was a sack, and it just, they could get nothing going. And look, I'll give the Rams a lot of credit. I was not a believer in the Rams all year. I think this is a top heavy roster, and we've seen it at times this year where they look really bad, but we know that their A game is as good as most teams in the NFL, and give them credit. They brought their A game until they didn't, when they tried to be the Rams and actively made an attempt to blow that game. And we thought for a minute that they had, until Tampa Bay decided to give it back to him.
Yeah, they fumbled it 4 times from the end of the half on, which is just inexcusable.
Can't do it.
Inexplicable. And they allowed Tom Brady to do what Tom Brady does.
Yeah.
And he made the comeback. They were up 27-3, and Brady got him tied.
And even after some of those errors, the defense still came up. I think they stopped Tampa in the fourth quarter twice on downs, and then they still kept giving him the ball.
Yeah, that was really just the Rams crap in the bed.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter, because they ended up winning on a broken play at the end of the game and setting up the game-winning field goal. But if they had lost that, oh my God.
Well, and when they scored that to tie it up, I was like, there's no way. I mean, this broke their spirit, and, you know, game over. And then again, much like we were talking about the Bills at the end of the game, and give credit to Kansas City for making those plays and give credit to the Rams for making the plays. Those are two big throws, but how many ways can you screw that up if you're Tampa? Like, you would think that you might want to guard the best non-quarterback in the NFL in Cooper Kupp, but you just let him casually catch that one and then get out of bounds, right? You tackle him in bounds, the game is over.
Well, they sacked Stafford on the first play.
Well, yeah, because Stafford tried to do that weird quarterback draw thing.
So then they only had 35 seconds, and he hits Kupp to the sideline, and I think the next one was Kupp down the middle of the field.
Yes, it was only those two plays. And they even said on that Cooper Kupp was never supposed to get the ball. All that was designed is to have Kupp try to run some people off so they could get something to the middle of the field and then maybe again get a spike. And lo and behold, the Buccaneers ran a cover 0, so total man, and they were blitzing, except David, Lavonte David didn't blitz. Sue almost got home on his own, or might have been Vita Vea, I'm not sure which one. But had Lavonte David blitz, he probably would have got there and he didn't, and he wouldn't have been able to throw the ball. But they just ran cover zero, and Winfield just let Cooper Kupp run right by him.
Unbelievable.
I'm not sure who played worse the final 25-second defense, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Buffalo Bills. Flip a coin. But Stafford, that's a beautiful throw under pressure.
The Green Bay Packers special teams would like a word?
Yeah. I mean, they say this all the time, that more NFL games are lost than they're won. And I think that was true. Over this divisional round, there were teams that just absolutely essed the bed and allowed opportunities. And that, again, give credit. That's a monster throw by Stafford. Kupp doing what Cooper Kupp does. He's so damn good. And, you know, that's the end of the Bucs and might be the end of Tom Brady.
Well, the other thing, too, about that was that kicker, Matt Gay,
yeah,
for the Rams.
He used to be a Buck, right?
He did, but he missed a – did you see that field goal that he missed short?
Yeah.
Boy, you don't see that often unless it's like a 60-plus yard kick.
Yeah.
That was like a 40-something yard kick, and he missed it short.
Yeah, it's very strange.
And they didn't really talk about it on the broadcast. I'm like – I was sitting there like he made it, you know, because it looked good.
Yeah.
Because Gay's a good kicker.
Yeah.
And then they go, nope, no good. Yeah, sure. Like, he missed it short. Did he?
What?
Duff a kick?
I don't know how else you do it. Like, you're chipping the, you hit a chip shot. You're like, oh, that's on. Oh, no, it's 10 yards short of the green.
Oh my God. Yeah. So then I was thinking, well, Matt Gay's not going to make this kick.
Yeah.
You know, at the end. Butker for the Chiefs, we said, even though he'd had a kind of a rough game, there was no way he was missing that last kick. He just had that feel.
Yeah.
Matt Gay, he's going to miss this.
Right down the middle.
And he made it.
Yep.
You know, it's a good weekend when Tom Brady makes another huge comeback and we don't even talk about it.
No.
You know,
yep.
Like that, like Brady, I almost did it again.
Did Brady make the comeback or did the Rams make the comeback?
That's part of it.
There was a bit of a difference.
Yeah, you still got to make the plays, dude.
You do. And Evans finally got behind Ramsey and he made a nice throw there. And then Ronald Jones, you know, or not Ronald Jones, but Leonard Fournette with a great play at the goal line to avoid a diving safety or linebacker and bounce out. I really did. I sat there and I was like, Tom Brady has sold his soul because they're going to find a way to win this. And then they didn't. And, you know, after the game, it was interesting that, you know, Brady was pretty noncommittal. And there was a lot of talk before this game quietly that win or lose, this is it for Tom Brady, because much like Aaron Rodgers, these teams won't look the same. Now, the Packers are in a much worse salary cap spot, but Tampa brought back everybody this year. And this is a short-term fix. They're going to have to make tough decisions. Brady knows coming back, this will not be as good a team as he had these last 2 years. And so some people have speculated that maybe this is finally the one where Brady says goodbye.
Well, he still is awesome. But at the same time, you see some old in him, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought it was great that they finally flagged him for bitching.
After he got lit up in the
up. I get why he was pissed, but yeah. Jesus, nobody's benefited from the rules of not hitting quarterbacks more than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So shut the hell. He's always bitching to the refs, and they finally flagged him for it. Yeah. That was his first flagrant, I guess, that he's ever gotten.
Ever gotten.
I thought that was great that they threw a flag on him.
And it was true 15 years ago. It was true 5 years ago. It's true now. It's his and every other quarterback's kryptonite. Hit him, and he looks mortal, and he looked absolutely mortal in that game because – the Rams were just...
Well, it was a bad matchup.
They were just killing the front
for
the Bucs.
It was a bad matchup because the Bucs were banged up on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And the Rams, as you said, their defense isn't that great statistically. It's just that they have Von Miller, and he looks freaking phenomenal now.
Yep.
And Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald continue being...
They're just... It's a bad matchup.
Best player in the NFL? Question mark?
So...
Look, to his standards, supposedly he had a down year, and... You know, I think he's still the highest rated Pro Football Focus defensive lineman in the league. And then he goes out and does that. In these last handful of games in the playoffs, he's been dominant. But it's not just them. Greg Gaines has been great for them, the UW product in there, crushing the pocket. Leonard Floyd has been resurgent. They just, like I said, they hunt, man. If you get into obvious passing situations and you can't run the ball, that front for the Rams is as good as any in the league.
I do have a question. Curious what you guys thought on the Eric Weddle, Mike Evans hit that they didn't call a personal foul.
Yeah.
Because the ball hit the ground.
Yeah.
That was one of the stranger things I feel like I've seen all weekend. And both the rules analyst and the official on the field said it. The ball hit the ground. It was a dead ball. But I still was sitting there like, did he not just hit a defenseless receiver?
I thought it was weird, too, because the idea, like, if you get a receiver that goes over the middle and the ball is over his head, is uncatchable, and you get lit up, it's a 50-yard penalty. I did not know that that was the thing, that if the ball hits the ground, it's dead. I was really surprised by that. I was not aware of that, that it counted as a dead ball foul.
Me also, no comprende, can't help you.
Yeah. I was, and look, and this kind of goes back to, like I said, people were doing the conspiracy theory thing, which is ridiculous. If you didn't see it again, when the Rams had to spike the ball, yes, the umpire didn't touch the ball. The back judge did. They do it all the time on deep passes. It's the umpire job to spot the ball, but on plays where he can't get there, like deep throws, the back judge does it. And that's what happened here. There was no conspiracy. It's ridiculous.
Oh, shut up.
But I will say that there were a lot of calls that didn't go Tampa's way, which, again, after Tom Brady's career, maybe it was good to have a game where it didn't go their way. It just, anything that was a 50-50 call felt like it did not go Tampa Bay's way for the first 3.5 quarters.
Would you like the list of quarterbacks who have never lost to Tom Brady in the postseason?
Yes.
Okay.
Assuming Matthew Stafford's won.
Eli Manning.
That will haunt him, the fact that Eli Manning owns Tom Brady.
Ryan Tannehill.
1-0.
Mark Sanchez.
Is he 2-0 against him?
I don't know.
I know he had at least the one. That was the can't wait.
Nick Foles.
A who's who of great quarterbacks.
Jake Plummer. And.
Hey.
Matt Stafford. How about that list?
It's a ridiculous list. Look, and I am not a Rams guy. I'm not a huge Matthew Stafford guy, but I felt good for Matthew Stafford that, you know, for all the talk about him, and in the middle of the year, it didn't look like that was going the right way.
He played great.
He's played really well these last two games, and good for him. That's for all the criticism he's taken over the years in Detroit, it's nice to see him silence some people, including me.
Did you see the viral video today of the Lions fan wearing the Stafford jersey going
yes.
8 bleep when he hit the deep pass to Cooper Kupp?
Yes.
That was awesome to see.
Very excited for his former Lion, yeah. Matt Stafford, that guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.